Pull them.
Okay.
I'd probably say we pull the flowers, pull the roses, or some dahlias, or something like that.
And something that a child plays with, you'd call a
toy.
Any other names for toy?
Playthings.
What about play pretty?
Play pretty.
What's the difference between a play pretty and a toy?
Usually, a toy. Now this is what it means to me. A toy is something that usually is something that has been purchased for entertainment. A play pretty might be a real pretty rock or two or something like that, you know.
Just something that, anything that hadn't been bought.
That to me is, that's the way it appears to me. I'm not sure, that might not fit anybody else's idea about a play pretty.
And you say you can't get through there because the highway department had their machines in, and now the road's all
closed.
It's all torn
up.
Huh?
Torn up.
And if you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on it, you say go ahead and
try it on.
Or go ahead and
put it on.
And you say he moved here in 1960 and he's lived here
ever since.
And you say that wasn't an accident. He did that
on purpose.
And you'd say she what him with a big knife.
She stabbed him.
And if a teacher goes in the classroom and sees a funny picture on the blackboard, she might ask who?
Who did that?
Or who
drawed that?
And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to
lift it.
Did you ever say to hoist it or to heist it?
Might use the word hoist in thinking about the equipment that you use, that you've got a hoist that you pull it up with.
But generally you wouldn't?
Generally we wouldn't use the word hoist too much or heist here.
And you'd say if today is Friday, then Thursday was
yesterday.
And Saturday is
tomorrow.
And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that?
Sunday before last.
What about not next Sunday, but week?
Sunday after next. Sunday week is what we would say.
And if someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about
2 weeks.
Or, do you ever call that a fortnight?
That's not a word you'll ever hear in this year.
And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody.
What time is it?
And just you'd look at your
watch.
And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it was
7:30.
Or half.
Half after.
And if it was 15 minutes later than that, you'd say it was.
I would say it was 7:45.
Or
15 minutes till.
Okay. And if you'd been doing something for a long time, you'd say I've been doing that for quite a
spell.
Okay. And you'd say 1973 was last year, 1974 is
this year.
And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
1 year ago today.
And talking about the weather, you'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on a day when the sun is shining and you don't see any clouds,
it's clear.
Okay. And just the opposite kind of day,
it'd be cloudy.
Or any other way of saying that?
Overcast would be a word that you would hear here.
And if the clouds are getting thicker and thicker and you think you're going to have some rain or something, it
would look stormy.
Okay, or the weather is
bad.
Do you ever say it's changing or threatening or gathering?
Threatening is a word that you would hear used quite a bit.
What does threatening mean?
That it does look like it's the clouds are rolling and gathering. It's getting darker by the moment, as if we might have a storm or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was threatening to do that.
And if the clouds pull away and the sun comes out,
it's clearing.
Okay.
Breaking off.
And you say a man would be handsome, a woman would be
beautiful.
And if you meet someone during the early part of the day, what do you say is a greeting?
Good morning.
How long does morning last?
Till 12 o'clock noon.
And then you have?
Afternoon.
Huh?
Afternoon.
Any other, then how long?
Then the evening. The afternoon usually lasts until 6, I believe, and then after 6 o'clock it's evening.
How long does evening last?
Till midnight. And then it's morning again.
Do you ever hear people use the word evening to mean what you define as afternoon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you will. You'll very seldom will it be distinguished here as afternoon. Anything after lunch is in the evening. Mm-hmm. Rather than afternoon.
If you were leaving somebody at about 11 o'clock in the day, would you say anything as you were leaving?
I'd say bye now or something like that would be what I would say.
Do you ever say good day?
No. That's not used here very much, if any, I don't think.
What if you were leaving someone's house after dark? You'd tell them?
Good night.
Okay. And you got 20 bushels to the acre last year, and this year you got 40. And said this year's crop was exactly
double last year.
Or exactly